A circus is still a circus, even if you're watching on a screen. Illinois State University's Gamma Phi Circus will broadcast World of Music online at 7 p.m. Saturday, May 1st, and 4 p.m. Sunday, May 2nd. Arts correspondent Brianna Groh talks with staff and performers about the organization's first ever virtual home show.
Don't lower your expectations for this year's Gamma Phi Circus home show just because it's virtual. Actually, Circus Artistic Director Yvonne Stoynev thinks you should raise them. With original storylines, live music, and never-before-seen tricks,
I'm very confident that that will be our best show ever.
Before the pandemic, Stoynev had never canceled a show in his entire 41-year circus career. So when he got word last March that there would be no performance at Redbird Arena, Stoynev made a promise to himself.
There is no way that I was going to allow to cancel another show another year.
After many sleepless nights, he came up with a backup plan. If worse came to worst in 2021, Gamma Phi Circus could perform a recorded show at Braden Auditorium. A year later, we're still living with the virus, but the student performers of Gamma Phi are ready for their close-up. Gamma Phi President Sophie Remmert says, with cameras zooming in at every angle, the pressure is on to get everything just right.
Just making sure, like, little things like costumes are pristine and your makeup looks good, your tricks are really hitting.
The cameras can get up close and personal, but circus director Marcus Alwyn says, under physical distancing requirements, that's a no-no for performers.
There's not a single act that wasn't changed because of that. And one act we had to even remove because it just simply was impossible to do without touching.
The result? The students of Gamma Phi Circus will be performing tricks never attempted at Redbird Arena or anywhere else in the world. ISU senior Christopher Stoynev grew up in the circus arts under his father Yvonne's instruction. But preparing for this year's show really challenged him to get creative. Take the teeterboard act, for example.
For our bigger tricks, we usually have double punching, which is two punchers like hold each other tightly, jump off our tower for the flyer to fly higher. And since that's no longer allowed, we had to think outside the box by adding extensions to the teeterboard, making the tower higher.
The same is true for the acrobatics routine. The Elder Stoynev solution?
So we decided to put them on 7 feet stilts. So they're 7 feet stilts and they're flipping up there in the air. Something that the kids never did before.
Another Gamma Phi first, this year's performance features an original storyline that leads viewers on a journey through the world of music.
The show is about a young girl who has this passion for music, but fails at it, is embarrassed, and sort of this mystical guide takes her through the different like genres of music, and she starts to learn how to love music again.
The theme gives student performers the opportunity to flaunt more than their gymnastic skills. They'll also sing, dance, and play instruments throughout the show. Alwyn says Gamma Phi students are full of surprises.
So one of our best, most talented singers is a nursing major. She's not playing music, but she's just so brilliantly talented. They all have these talents. I think back to our founder, Pop Horton, and that was certainly one of his goals and one of his charters was finding the spot where his students can shine.
And the members of Gamma Phi continue to shine, even as the pandemic has forced them to learn new tricks, practice in shifts, and spend longer hours in the gym.
They've blown me away with their dedication, with their adaptability. We keep throwing stuff at them.
Sophie Remmert was all set to graduate when COVID-19 hit. She took on a fifth year at ISU just so she could perform with the circus one last time. She says it's humbling to think that Gamma Phi is one of the few organizations able to put on a show at all this season.
Every day when it seems like you've had a long day and you don't really want to go to practice, like I always think about that. I'm like, I am so lucky to be able to be doing this now because so many people are still unemployed and haven't been able to go back to their jobs. Despite the fact that, yeah, it's not our typical show, we're still doing a phenomenal show that so many people will get to see.
More people than in previous years, thanks to the virtual format. And the Elder Stoynev says that could mean good news for Gamma Phi in 2022.
We have the opportunity to bring in new audience to us since we are going not only nationally, but internationally. I want the rest of the world to find out what a treasure ISU have with the Gamma Phi Circus.
And maybe even be inspired to join up themselves. I'm Brianna Groh.
Tickets and VIP packages to watch World of Music on May 1st and May 2nd are available now at the Gamma Phi Circus website.